It is time for Leader's Edge with Sander Flaum. Sander, the author with Michelle Flaum of Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want. You see that I started this differently so I could get the book in there. It's available on Amazon. Hi, Sander. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Shell. Good morning. How are you doing?
Cannot or won't complain. How about you? Because, Good. Boy, if I had the opportunity.
Now, we're very excited about the show this morning.
Good, because our topic is, why is Marshall Goldsmith one of our favorite leaders?
Well, he is a great mentor, a wonderful coach, consultant to many, many CEOs in management. And we're going to talk about leadership in life. He wrote a great article very, very recently that I think our listeners are going to really love. Okay? The article is called Five Things That Matter Most in Leadership and Life. And so it's about an evolutionary journey. He reads about this wonderful idea of continuing to grow and continuing to learn. So he talks about this evolutionary journey. It's really not grandiose. It's gradual. And it's about doing something, even small things, you know, every day, not waiting for huge leaps and otherwise doing nothing. You know, kids evolve very quickly, and why should we be different as adults? So the challenge is that in adults, evolution must be self-intentional. You know, and if we don't deliberately pursue this evolution, is not going to happen. If we don't continually strive to learn, we're going to stagnate and stop our growth. So to continue this evolution in leadership and life, Marshall Goldsmith says we have to continue to learn. In the most positive sense, he says, learning is power. And those of us engaged in lifelong learning, whether you're 7 or 70, are constantly enhancing our power. The evolutionary journey is one of accumulating power so we can help ourselves and others. This is the essence of leadership. So now he talks about the five learning experiences he wants us to embed in our heads. One, of course, is health. Health, number one. So what do we need to sustain good health, especially as our physical condition changes? How do we handle food, you know, dieting every day? The diet we eat, how do we handle anxiety? Sleep, are we sleeping 7.5 hours? What can we be really proactive about, and what should we be reactive about relative to health? What are only fads and myths, and what is fact? What kind of physical activity is best for us? So, you know, my view is simple. To maintain health, you must exercise. You have to do it every day. Go for a long walk, 3 or 4 times a week at the gym, whatever. But you know, exercise is really key. Of course, the older you get, you know, anxiety tends to build up, as I mentioned before, and so you have to control anxiety. Meds could help. A good diet could help with your anxiety, and talking to friends or a good shrink. All that really focuses on health as we continue to move along in this evolutionary path. Money, number two, money. You know, how much will we need at different points in our life for what kind of lifestyle? And how should investment strategies change? You know, how much tolerance do you have or should you have? And what kind of banking relationships should you create? So my view on the money thing is simple. being sure you have a smart money manager whose focus is not on the commissions she or he makes, but the focus is on you, keeping you secure, worrying about you, and meeting with you or talking to you on the phone at least once a month. And the kind of person that when you call, boom, you get a response immediately, a recurring call. Money managers are really, really key in this area. And there are lots of them. If you're not happy with the return, if the return is not at least as good as the Dow Jones average, get another one. There's a gazillion out there, but they have to be, as I said, focused on you, not the commissions. Okay. Relationships. Are there long-term poor relationships that ought to be repaired? Relationships as we continue to age are very, very important. Women, of course, have many, many more than men. If men have, you know, two or three friends, that's a lot. Women have a gazillion friends. But the key thing is, you know, they have to, if an old friend, you know, you've had an argument, a difference of opinion, find ways to make up. You need good friends who understand you. Very, very important, and have a relationship with you. And, you know, are you making the most of relationships to expand your horizons, you know, gain work and continue to bloom, to grow? Very important. And you need to focus on relationships as we continue this evolutionary phase. Four, Marshall Goldsmith talks about happiness. And he says that, you know, are you enlarging your sources of happiness? Can you synthesize happiness by making lemonade from lemons and a citrus industry from lemonade? You know, are you creating happiness for others and sharing yours with friends and family? Being by yourself is not good. It really isn't. Happiness comes with hanging out with, you know, cool people, make you laugh. You know, something you have in common with us. This past weekend for me was fabulous. I went out to Ohio State. You know, the Penn State game, the big game.
That was quite a game.
By 1 point.
That was quite a game.
It was fabulous. Fabulous game. The best game I've ever seen, actually. But we got together with some of my fraternity brothers, believe it or not, from Phi Epsilon Pi. And it was great. One is an ophthalmologist from the Midwest. One is a CPA from Las Vegas. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time, you know, and it made me happy. And that's what I would urge. That's what Marshall urges, you know, are you creating happiness again for others and sharing yours with friends and family? As I said earlier, more difficult for men. Men don't have that many friends relative, you know, women have a gazillion friends. The meaning, the final. You know, he points out that under the concept of meaning, happiness and meaning are interrelated, he writes. Too many of us believe that we are engaged in a search for meaning. The truth is that we should be oriented towards creating meaning. The creation of meaning involves the continuation of our own happiness. You know, it says life storming is about the independent and bold creation of meaning for ourselves, shunning the external meaning often foisted upon us by society and the media. Our position is that just no one should consume wealth without creating wealth. And no one should consume happiness without creating happiness and so on. There should be no one who is simply a taker and consumer. And finally, he ends up by writing, truly successful people are happy because they lead lives full of meaning. There is meaning in their lives because they are happy. They realize that reciprocity between happiness and meaning. We need meaning and happiness to lead great lives. That is the essence of life storming. So it's a couple of things for us to consider from this piece. By the way, he is a PhD, Dr. Goldsmith. A lot of us to really think about, health, wealth, and following happiness. You have to find ways, no matter what your circumstances are. Goldsmith points out you have to move on. Now, we've talked about that a lot, moving on in life. And how do you enlarge your sources of happiness? It's about continuing to move on. We all have terrible days. We have terrible months. Are you going to mope or continue to be depressed? Or will you find ways to move on? And I think that's the essence of this article for us to consider.
Thank you very much, Sander Flom, Leader's Edge.
Thank you, Jill. Have a good day.